Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Rob Jollis is our guest, our good friend. He's been hanging out with us now for 19 years. Rob, we're going to celebrate your 20th anniversary next year. You're pretty excited about that, aren't you?
I can't believe you've roped me into this for 19 years.
I know.
What's wrong with me?
We're like the Hotel California, Rob. I told you that 20 years ago. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Hey, Rob, we're talking about closing. We're talking about the process of closing. You've got four steps. You've given us two: confirm and summarize, get a commitment. What's three and four?
Okay. So once we get that commitment, and remember, if somebody says no, it won't be on asking for a commitment.
Is a commitment the same thing as a trial close? Is that kind of like a trial close where you get them to acknowledge that what we've done so far we all agree on?
You know, that's the first part where we confirm. But I love your question, and I'll tell you why. When I wrote ask for a commitment, people looked and said, they scratched their head and they said, well, why isn't step two just ask for the business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the answer is because we don't always ask for the business. We're asking for the highest realistic level of commitment. You see what I mean?
Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes that's, Jim, I want to do business with you. But sometimes that highest realistic level of commitment is, Jim, I'd love your support in taking this through the proper channels and getting, you know, X, Y, Z done. So it's not as simple. Step two is never as simple as
asking. And let me tell you something else, Rob. Today might not be the day to ask for the business. If it's B2B,
exactly.
Today might just be to close for another appointment.
Right. You know, you said earlier, Jim, you're talking about, you know, helping people through this close and being patient, okay? Sometimes you'll work with businesses that'll tell you, we do this, we then take it to the partners meeting.
Yeah.
They'll go through it. To just ask somebody, a decision influencer, for the business, it borders on insulting the customer. So it's ask for a commitment. Those words were picked for a reason.
Whatever the expectation is in the next stage of the process, ask for that. All right, number three.
Yeah. Discuss logistics. And that's an easy one. In other words, somebody says, well, okay, we can't just run out of the room. We got to go, okay, so where do we go? Let's figure out what we're doing next. And that is usually driven by the companies. Most people I work with know what to do when the customer says, I want to do business with you.
How about this? As you know, our product comes in a giant box. Will we be able to unload that on your dock, or will we need to bring in a forklift?
There you go with your alternate close again. But, yes, that's a way of discussing.
But no, that's two closes at once. I just got through telling you I could do that. Two closes at once. Go ahead.
You're very talented.
Go ahead.
You're very talented. All right, step four, really important, and we might spend some time on this. Let's do it right now. Step four is reassure the customer. I just wrote a piece. You know what? We're going to put it on your site. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I just wrote a piece called The Forgotten Step in Closing, because sometimes we get so excited when the customer has said, yes, we've got the logistics, we're going to deliver and put it on the dock. We shake hands, and we go with that old stinking thinking, which we were taught and should be buried, which is once you've made the sale, get away from the customer. Get out of the house. It's like a horror movie. No. Actually, once you've made the sale, obviously, you don't need to hang around, but you need to finish it with something positive. Jim, the hard part's behind us. Now comes the easy part, and that's putting this product not only on that dock of yours, but having me stand and my company behind it. I can't thank you enough for your business.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
Why can't we reassure the customer? Don't
Nothing.
Run away. They're going to go through buyer's remorse next. Give them something to think about when they hit that remorse.
Right. You're going to be so thankful. You're going to be so happy you did business with me, and you have my commitment to make that happen.
Exactly. Now you can leave, okay? Yeah. But don't
let the door hit you in the backside on the way out.
Well, no, that's, you know, there's some thinking. I understand that other thinking, which is don't hang around so long. Because what happens is we let our guard down. Actually, really, we're not thinking as clearly. But we need to reassure the customer. We can't just run
that's
away
right.
with a handshake.
This is solid gold. Closing process you've heard from Rob Jolliss. Rob, there's no telling how many millions of salespeople just became professionals because of what you just taught us. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for being here. And thank you for 19 great years. Will you come back soon?
Of course.
Jolliss, Jolliss.com. You can find all of his books there. Rob Jolliss, we always get smarter when he joined us. When he joins us, and so we did today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.